Mubasu. You're just like Mechatek Mubasas. What's wrong anyway? You're just cutting the meat.
So there's no wish to be right from anywhere. It's a Chorb Shita. And Rashi said, Mechatek Mubasas Biyamu, V'yein Chiyat on the Bechayvu Bechay, you might see Dam. It's only if an alive person to cut. You might see Dam. But yeah, the mouth is dead already. It's time to cut open the stomach. They get the kid out. There's no wish to be right there. So Shita can do it on Shabbos. So Mehren says, Oh my Rabba, Lenitzchah, the Kiddush of Eri is, Lohovi Sak and Derech Rishas Rabbim. You want to bring the knife through a Shusar Rabin. That's the Kiddush over here. Well, that what even though you'd be Mechal Shabbos, but you could do it to save a Suffolk person. If so, well, my command, what's the Kiddush over here? The Misveika Mechalim and Shabbatah. The Minasafik, you could be Mechal Shabbos. But you want to mean, we learned this already. We learned that Misha Nofnel is Mephilis. Let's say a fence of bricks fall upon somebody. Suffolk Husham, Suffolk and Hashem, you have a Suffolk where the person is dealing together or not. Suffolk high, Suffolk late, even if his deer maybe died already. Suffolk Kanani, Suffolk Yisrael, you have a Suffolk who the person maybe was a guy. Still the locker is Mephachan over the gal. We're allowed to go and even to meet the Mechal Shabbos to try and save the person to dig away, take away the stones here. You get, oh, even with Mimasam, you have to go and carry a shovel through Rishas Rabin. You have to do some Kilo Shabbos, still it's to do it. So you see clearly, even though it's a Suffolk high, still you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So listen, no matter the time I would have thought to say, Hos, the mood to have a lechaz lakad chiusa. Here the trap was, you have a Sophic neighbor who's a live person there. So if it was a live person, the guy was alive from before. He has a chazaka, maybe still alive right now. Abel hoch, or do I have a lechaz lakad chiusa. But over here, this kid was never alive yet. He's in the mother's stomach, and the mother died right now. So he didn't have a chazaka lakad chiusa, then he called, maybe there's no heter to Mechal Shabbos. If Kamash from 1 year, but since it's possible that maybe you go to save this kid, so therefore, it's heter to be Mechal Shabbos. For the way Rashi says, it's even a tremendous Chiddush here. Even though we say normal, most times, the kid dies first. So the Chiddush here is that we have a Suffolk. Maybe it happened this time that the mother died first. It's also part of the Chiddush. And even so, you let her go and save, try and save the kid. Okay. But and so what is your shenergo? So it says, what, you let her have her know from here. So the question is, V'amai, Yisuri Anoninu. We know a mace is also by no. So how could you have a no from the heel of a mace? We're not shom from Meglarufum that a mace is also by no. So Sutrutsim. First thing one says, Omar Rav, Biomeris, talking about Avir Biomeris, Tenu Sari Labiti, where the mother said before she died, I want to give over my hair to my daughter. That's what we're talking about over here. So Morris question, so what? Ilu Omra Tini Yodi Labiti, if a mother would say before she dies, I want to give my hands to my daughter, me Avila, we would give it, like so what? When she dies, she's also Bano. What do I care what she said? If she said to give it or not, it's also to give it though. So my answer is Omar Rav Ravit Venachnami. The Mishnah is talking about Betaya Nokhru. She's wearing a shaitel. She's wearing like not her own hair, but some braided hair she has on top of her. And still, time the Omra Tanu, only because she said before she dies, please give it to my daughter. Holo Yomer, if she would not say Tanu, Gufu, it would also be like bottle to a regular hair, or Mitzvah, it would become also Banar also. So much as that's true, Avami Boy of Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, the child of Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, the boy of Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. What's going to be Sar Noshim Tzikonius? He has the hair of Noshim Tzikonius smell. Hoshe means a shaitel. Is it, and then they die, is it Mutta Banar or not? The Yomer Rob says the Payan Nochris, to me boyle. We have a suffix where the payah nochris is mutter or not. So we're saying now for sure the payah nochris is also. The only reason why it's mutter in our mishnah is because the mother said before she died she wants to give it to a kid. It's like leftover tzavur, it's like not bottled to a hair. But oh, if you wouldn't have said it though, if you're wearing a shaitel mashmit bottled to your hair. Therefore when you die it should become also an also. So what's the shail over here? So when it says, Ki kimi boyle rabbi yosef b'chanina, totally besichta. So it was hanging a little bit with pegs. It's not 100% attached to the hair. There it's a suffix if it's also bano or not. But also, what we're talking about the mechubabo was really attached to it here. It was good attached. So therefore, time of the yomer tenu. Why is it mutter the sheitel only? Because she said before she died she wants to give it to her daughter. So she's megala. That's like she doesn't want to become part of her body. Therefore, it's not also bano. But for the yomer tenu, if she would not say give it, then Gufu and Echlami would be part of the body, or Mitzvah, and then it would become Asa Banu. That's because here it's mechubit, like really well attached. But if the sheitel is not well attached, it's only like a pegged on a little bit, that's a shailom. If when she dies, does it become asabano? That would be a good shailom. Now the Gemara says, Kashilei l'rav nachum b'yitzchok, ay v'odum yedidahim ha'katoni. The Mishnah said that the hair of a lady is muta, and the hair of an animal is also. Mashma the same type. So ma hosam gufa, just like an animal, there's no sheitel there, but now I'm talking about the hair of the animal itself. That's what's asabano. So we're also talking about the hair of the lady itself. So Rav Mishnah is saying the hair of the lady of the mace is mutabano. That's the way Rav Nachman learns. So rather Elo Amar Rav Nachman. Nachman says like this: that the zu misoso is rosso, the zu gumadinos rosso. There's a big difference. Enochanami, by it ishom, it's the misa when she dies. That's what asa makes it also bano. So Rashi explains it like the hair doesn't really die. The body dies, not the hair, so the hair doesn't become also banor. He talks along that the hair of a mace is muta banor. But by behemia, the shurhan is goal, what made it also banor? When Bezdin Taf converts, that's mechuyiv misam. The gemadim was rosso. So the gemadim was upon the whole animal. There's not a lot of doctrine because it's dead. It's a gemadim, this animal has to die. That's what makes it also banor. Senechnami, therefore the whole thing is also, even the hair of the animal is also also. Tony Levi Kavosid Rav. Levi learned the Raya to Rav. And Tony Levi Kavosid of Nachman Yitzchok. He also learned the price like Nachman of Yitzchok. The Nachman saying to be Kiddush. He learned that the hair of a lady, hair of a man, when he dies, is Mutabano. So Levi found two prices. He said like this. Tony Levi Kavosid Rav. I bring your Raya to Rav. But that Karon here is also Tony Yishetel. So the Isha Shiyotel Horig. The Yom Rishon says to new Sarah Lebiti Neisnin. Neisa, if she stam dies, ain't Neisnin. If Neisha Meis also bano, because the Meis is also bano. Shita, of course. Ela Shenuya ha Meis also bano. Likewise, it's just explaining it, that a Meis is also bano. Rashi, Shita, the Mishumachi ain't Neisnin, ain't Neisnin also bano. Ela Badach Koma, Shenuya ha Meis, Kagoin, I learned the mess going payanochrius. Asurim bano. Lochi tonin law is mipnei. Mishun the kaboy legluya law. The law besarmamish ko komari. The reason why it says it's to tell the chiddush here. That we're not talking about her own here. That's pshita also. We were talking about her sheitel. And even a sheitel is only mutter. She speaks like clearly, give it to my daughter. But she wouldn't say that. And even the sheitel would be also. So one bride said to Rav. Tanikavosa Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, it says the Isha Shemes, if lady dies. So it says, Nen and the Sari, we're allowed to have an offering here. Stam, Mashmani here, even around here. Behema Shenego, Asurabano. In the Behema, Sosa, Mahefresh, Ben Zelazem, Zumi Sosa, Srosa, Zugamadino, Srosa, like we said before. By the Isha, when she dies, it's the Misra Rasasa. So like a hair doesn't die. Mashinka by the Behema, Shoaniskel, it's the Gemadin Rasas. And a Gemadin, was on the hair also, on the whole animal, therefore the animal type is also banor, even the hair. Yehadin alecha kol marichin. Now the Mishnah says, Ein nerchin pokos misela. When pashas of erchin, you're never able to give less than a sela. And v'lo yoyser achimishim sela. And never a din to give more than 50 selas. So you never have less than a sela, and you never have more than 50. The most you have to pay in the pashas of erchin is 50. Even though really the least amount of a person is 3 sloyin, but here we're talking about a person that's poor, if he doesn't have any, he can't afford to give more, so the only the least he can give is a seller. Okay, so the Mishnah explains, Nosan seller. Let's say a person was poor at the time when he made the erchin, and he only had a seller to his name, so he has the right to give a seller. And he gave it. To Hesher, and the lady became rich, is a nice and cool, he doesn't have the chiv to give any more, because he was ready yaitzis chayv. What's going to be pochus miseller? First, he was so poor, he even had only pochus. So he gave less than a seller. So he wasn't a mekayim mischayv yet. To Hesher, then it became rich. Meisim chamishim seller. Like if the erchin he made was of a healthy person, or was of a person from, I think, from 20 to 50, and then you have to pay 50 shkolim, so he's going to have to pay 50 shkolim, because right now he could afford it, and what he gave before was nothing, so he has to pay 50. What's going to be hoye biyodov chomishlam? Let's say the person has 5 sloim. That's how much the person owns right now. And he made an erchin to give 50. He still only has to give 1 right now. Since he can't afford to give 50,
He doesn't have to give the 400 that he has, it's enough to give one. The Chomer say no, niceness kulam, he has to give as much as he could afford. If he has five, he has to give all five right now. Then the Mishnah says, they nerchin pochus misela again, flo yesach mishim sela. Again, this is it over. That the least amount you give for erchin is one sela, and the most you ever have to give is 50 sela. So we'll see why he said it over again. Now the Gemara says, a nerchin pochus misela, there's never nerchin less than sela, minol harim minol is from. The Pasuk says, the whole erchach hoyir b'shekel ha-kodesh. Any erchin you do should be with a shekel. So we dashin that kol erchin shatum marich lo yir pochus mishekel. Anytime you want to pay, you can't pay less than a shekel, than one seller. Like we said, even though you're poor and you can't afford more, but even if you only have less than a seller, that's nothing. You have to wait till at least you give a seller. Flo yesera chamishim slam. The pasuk says chamishim. The value a person has in his life, when he's most in the middle of his life, that's 50 shekels. Then the Mishnah says hoy biyod of chamisha. So the machloek at the end of the Mishnah, if a person has five sloyim. And he was mechayv himself to give 50, so that you have to chur the svara should be, you have to give all five of them. So what's the svara on Rabbi Meir? Meir says, no, you only have to give one. So Mora says, my time with Rabbi Meir. Ksiv, he says, the pasuk says, chamishim, or ksiv shekel, these two psukim. So he dashes, oy chamishim a shekel. Meaning, either you give the way you mechayv yourself, whether it's 50 or 30 or 20, and if you have what you mechayv, you have to give that much. And if you don't have what as much as you mechayv, then the Torah says only a shekel, you don't have to give more than a shekel. That's from Meishita. For Abonin Olahu, L'chol Erchon, Shatam Arich, Lo Yechusim a shekel, any Erchon you do, can't be less than a shekel. The least you can give is a shekel, not more. Who do Yosa? The Enachanami, the Svar would be, Heicho the Yislei, when you do have more, like here, you have five shkolim, is omakor, the pasuk says, ashatasik yad hanoyder. As much as you could afford, you have to give a yad masegis. And therefore, you could afford to give five shkolim. About you have to give five shkolim. So that makes a lot of sense according to Rabbanan. But the more of Rabbanan, what do you do with this pasuk? Hahu yad hanoyder, v'lo yad hanidur, hu diyosa. That comes to teach us the Yad HaNoider and not the Yad HaNider. Rashi says Yad HaNoider means She'oni She'erech Es Osher. If an Oni was gave an Erechin according to a rich person, so Noise an Erech Oni. We don't go bust the person you took it upon yourself, but you go bust to you. That's what the Post says. Histik Yad means upon what you could afford. For Abonim say, Lab Mele Shamin, don't we hear from this anyway? Even though you mechayv yourself to give 50 shkolim, if you can only afford 4 or 5, so you don't have to pay 5, 50. But how much do you have to? That's Rabbanan's for. It says, yodim, as much as you can afford. If you can afford 4 right now or 5, you have to give that much. That's the machlokes for Rabbanan and Rabbanan, Eidash and his posik, Ashatasig yad. Omer Rav Ada Barava. What's going to be? Hoyu biyodav chomis sloyim. Somebody owns. Somebody has five sloyim. For Yomim, it sounds like this. Erpi alai. He's mechayv himself to give his value. Let's say his value is 50 shkolim. V'chaz of Yom erpi alai. He says a second time, erpi alai. So what does he have to do? So he has two chiyuvim to pay, and he can't afford 50. He only has five. Now what's going to be now? V'nosan arbol ishniya. He pays up 4 of his shkolim he has for the second chayv. The yechud rishayne, and the fifth one he gives for the first chayv. The loch was yotzi deshtayim. Even according to Rabbanin, you mekayim yechayv. My time, what's the reason? Because bal chayv mu'uchor, shekodem v'gova, ma shegova gova. Like the second bal chayv, meaning for your second erchon here, really you're supposed to pay the first one first. And if the second one comes and grabs it away, he has no right to grab it. But if he does take it, or if it is paid up, whatever is paid up is called paid up. So therefore, when you went to pay the second one, like you can't say all five shkolim should be mishubed for the second one. Because at the time when you're paying up the second one, really the chiyuv for you to pay at the first one. You should have paid all five as mishubed to the first one. Just halacha is, if you pay the second one, whatever you pay yotza. So therefore, b'idna b'yoyiv l'shni, at the time when you pay the second one, Mishabah l'rishayna, all your money really was mishubah to the first one. So therefore, like when you pay the second one, you can't say you're not yotzeh according to Rabbanin, you have to give like all five.
Because at that time you're not meshubet at all to pay the second one. You're meshubet to give everything to the first one. Just whatever you paid for the second one, you yotza. And then bidna the yerv mishonim, when you go back to pay to the first one, soon left, you don't have anything. You only have one left. So you're mekayin yechayiv. So in such a case, even according to the Rabbanon, you're mekayin yechayiv. Because when you get around to paying your first one, you only have one tefillah left. So therefore you yotza. What's going to be though?